Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've heard that to get a true sense of ice cream, the pro tasters do taste with a fork. Is that true?
I think it gives you more tongue on it, right?
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
That's ice cream fork.
Well, that's certainly.
Well, that's what you used to say at American University. Get more tongue on it.
I think it was a three-credit course, wasn't it?
Shortly after he sat on the toilet, the resident, by his own account, felt a pinch in the area of his genitals. That is according to the police Strasser. I just put Strasser on there because it sounded good.
It means police road, but it's okay.
Always had a little fear of that, but it wouldn't be a pinch. In my case, it wouldn't have been a pinch. It would have been the whole thing. If this had been a three or better, where they were talking about the chance of strengthening, my ass would have been out of this house. That's that.
Smart.
Everybody says have a plan. Our plan is to react early.
Cat three, you come to D.C.
Carrie proposed a plan for us, but it was a murder-suicide pact.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Mardella Springs, Maryland, Rainbow City, Alabama, Scroon Lake, New York, Grace Bay, Turks and Caicos, Orange, Connecticut, and Vilnius, Lithuania. That's from my buddy Joey Pasker out there. Labas, Joey. I remember your grandmother used to say that to you. She was Lithuanian. We are here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a very, very special day when this gentleman comes to join us. And before we get to Mr. Sean Greenwood from one of the greatest companies in America, I'm talking about Ben & Jerry's. And the best thing of all for me, they sent it to me this time. They finally sent it to me. I'm so excited. They did it correctly. They sent it. And I've got a bunch of questions because I got some other stuff as well as the ice cream that I'll ask Sean about that I accept gratefully.
You laid it out yesterday, Mike, like an episode of Columbo. I mean, you said this something
just
came
find
from
out.
Somebody.
Look,
and
we like I know, but I look, there's mystery. there's an ice cream flavor that fits with it. So we'll get to that in just a second. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about that movie that I watched called A Teacher.
Yes.
With Kate Mara that examines the taboo of teachers grooming their students for inappropriate conduct. And I mentioned that online today when I was teasing the show. But I wanted to separate this really quickly from that discussion because it would be wrong. Mm. And I would come across as not being... sensitive.
Understood.
In these days and times that we live in right now. So on Facebook, you know how now you will get suggestions for friends, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And you see them all, and a lot of times it's repeats. You get the same repeats all the time. And sometimes they're oh, I didn't know that person. And you pop them on, and they've listened for years, and I put them in there. But more often than not, when I get these suggestions, it's somebody who is connected to somebody else that I know.
Right.
And I might not be the appropriate person to friend them, and I think if I did, it would appear to be creepy. So I don't do that.
Agreed.
So since we were on the subject
you could be
yesterday,
on the new series on Netflix, a podcaster.
Right, right. And so the thing is, I will get to this when we talk. No, I'm going to get to it right now.
Okay.
And I know I said we were going to do Sean, but just really quick,
Sean,
Rob.
I need to learn these things.
Yeah. This is good.
So Rob has a lot of friends, but Rob, this friend, since we're talking about high school activities, you were a thespian in high school.
Yes.
And
we all experimented.
I know that I was in I did some theater in not for teachers. Will you stop it, Rob? I'm trying to just get through this.
Okay,
and there's a guest in the studio, so I'm going to get show off Rob, which is going to be very difficult right now. I want to be as sensitive as I can about it because it does involve you. So this is going to be direct questions to you.
All right.
And I hope you can answer them.
All right.
Because I was in the theater department in high school. You're younger than me by 10 years or so. And, you know, these are fresh pictures that this woman posted. And I did a rather significant amount of research on this woman when I saw this post. And I have to say that in your theater department, there was a full-fledged knockdown, gorgeous, movie star looks, hottie that existed in your and she was there.
I just locked in a guess of who you're talking about.
Well, you don't have to guess. It's obvious. This lady named Viol is her name.
Lisa, I guess. Well, she was Lisa Viol in high school.
Viol,
and that's exactly
she's
who.
Absolutely magnificent.
Let me
to look
do
at.
Some research.
I saw her at a reunion.
Oscar, you'll back me up 1,000%.
I'm lucky.
This is really.
I saw her at a reunion. It was a theater reunion, not a high school reunion, and I said. We were talking. She's incredibly nice. She was always so nice.
I saw there was your perv dad.
Of
who
course,
was on the
well,
site
you know
too.
he would recommend
saying
friends.
Yay to everything that she did. God,
remember he would go through and look
Does
at my
any
friends.
Boundaries at all. Does he have any boundaries? Does he have any boundaries really?
No, no, not at all.
How do you
all,
spell
no.
the last name?
Viol.
I think.
Anyway, I told her at the reunion. I said, Lisa, do you know that in high school? You were so pretty, you were frightening to people. You were frightening to young men in high school. That's how attractive she was.
You told a grown woman this?
Yeah, and she's
such a dork.
She was so flattered
he
by
He is
it.
A dork.
She was so flattered
And like
by
all
it.
The pictures, I was trying to find pictures or plays that she
pretty.
Was in with Rob.
Very attractive.
And
I'm trying to think. She was a year ahead of me.
Psychologist? Is that what?
Yeah. She looks like Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she's a knockout.
She like.
And she's still a knockout.
Well, psychotherapist. Look at that.
And okay, let's not. I don't want to embarrass.
She played Anne
Maybe
Frank's
she wants
sister.
A boost in business.
Yeah.
No, that's not. They don't get. They don't offer to be my friend. Somebody pops her on my screen because she's friends with Rob's buddy Brad and Rob.
Yeah,
that's what that's all about. But anyway,
and my father. Yeah.
Your father shouldn't do that.
I know. And this was early
You
days
should
of
tell
Facebook.
Your father. It doesn't matter. That is the bad. Listeners are fine with listeners, but students, children, when you were a child, that's the. But then again,
students.
We'll talk about all that.
I think maybe
later.
She's offering professional help.
I just requested
that's
the
Sean
show.
Greenwood.
I just requested her friendship. Is that too much?
No. You requested? That's nice.
Did you really?
That is funny.
All right. Anyway, a dear friend of our show who has been here and been so supportive of us over the years, and we're so grateful because it's such a wonderful place that he works. Sean Greenwood is here from Ben & Jerry's. And
what
we are always
Thanks for having
excited.
So, first of all, congratulations on the new studio. It's tremendously cool, right?
Thank
you. And I was saying, I was recounting the old days of, you know, heading out west from here, going like making the, it was like 3 or 4 hour drive.
Yep.
I think we'd leave D.C. to go find the old show.
You actually had to drive to the mountains, U-turn, and then come back.
Some of the settlers, Manassas.
You would some horses would die on the way, and then you would finally get to the old show. So, now we're here. And my question is, am I the first guest in studio?
Yes. Absolutely.
This is bronze worthy. Yeah.
We debuted the new studio yesterday.
See?
On the show.
Oh,
so
tremendous.
You're
what an
the
honor.
Finish work
you're
is still being done, of course.
So congratulations to all you.
Sean actually came out to Manassas before one day I was sitting there and I said to Carla, why am I in Manassas? Why am I sitting? Why am I doing this? And then and we moved away. So Sean is here, and Sean says here. Sean is prepared to discuss National Ice Cream Month.
Serious business of ice cream.
Yes.
But the thing I have to talk about is that I am sitting in front of. I will mention 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine products that you shipped down here.
That's 9 days worth of product right there.
Wow.
That is just astonishing. I am so, so excited. I prepared a tray for myself when I brought it in here. It's there are doggy treats in here, which is just amazing.
Right.
You travel the world. What is your schedule?
Nobody
what is your
knows.
Normal?
It's
what
you no, don't know. So my official title on my business card says Grand Poobah of Public Relations. It's being able to tell Ben & Jerry's story. So I find cool people to connect with and get out there and talk about what's important to us.
Evangelize, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
Preach,
you,
brother.
I will ask a serious question. It'll probably be the only time I'm serious while you visit with us here. Do you, in these divisive times we live in, do you have to run any kind of PR thing for the company, for with the political activism Ben and Jerry's.
But it's part of who we are, right? It's part of our DNA. We've always been doing that. So we try to, the belief is business has responsibility to take care of this global community. And that's what Ben set out at the first year anniversary in 1979. And so we've been trying to make that work ever since. Sometimes, we do good things and it's impactful. Sometimes we fall down. Sometimes we have the same problems that any business has. But that's the thought. It's like, how do we use this power business to do something good?
And I will say that I think anybody that's studied business like Oscar has studied business will tell you that, you know, innovate and keep creating or die. And you guys certainly don't drop the ball in that respect. I mean, it's always something, coming down. And, you know, I remember when the first foray into the non-dairy stuff, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was probably the best of its kind that was out there. So it's always great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You know, from Vermont, coming down to Washington, D.C., and I am now
You've been to his home base.
That's right.
I think we've discussed that.
You were there. Some painful memories.
The day that they were cleaning the machines that day.
Yeah.
It was a great tour.
Yeah, we were up there and got a chance to see the graveyard, the flavor graveyard, and then went into the factory. And, you know, there are all these Oompa Loompas that are in here.
Right?
I just watched that like 2 days ago with my son, so it's very much top of mind. I accidentally put my finger in the chocolate river that runs through the Ben and Jerry's. Mm. And, you know, they had to sanitize the whole thing. So all the scrub brushes came out, and it was really, really embarrassing. And then, you know, Ben or Jerry, I forgot which one, they were there, and they said, well, congratulations, Michael. We're giving you the factory. And I was there with my grandpa Joe, and I don't know what I'm doing.
At some point, Gene Wilder got upset with you, and then he threw
you
out.
Ben and Jerry ever? I mean, any confectioner would probably cross paths with some sort of Wonka stuff. Was there ever any kind of Wonka?
We always talk about it with when you say like, let's do something fun with fans. We always get to the what about the golden ticket idea? Mm-hmm. Like, what about having right? Mm-hmm. So what, these pints in store to say, all right, what if you pull that out and you have like the cool trip to Vermont or something? So that happens. Right. The other movie connection I can just confirm that's recent is Billy Crystal did the movie years ago, City Slickers.
Right.
Where there's a scene of ice cream makers from New York, right? And it was Ira and Barry Allen, the New York ice cream.
Yes.
So they were sitting around, and I said, we've always thought it was a jab at Ben and Jerry. And so I had tweeted Billy Crystal like over the past year. I was like, dude, was this? And he goes, entirely, this was a knock at Ben and Jerry's in a fun way because I love you guys and love your product. So there's a couple movie ties for us.
That's great. Wow. Have you ever made fizzy lifting sherbet?
I don't know if we can publicly do that.
You have to understand. I fell asleep during half of it. My son was on my lap, and I went completely.
It is the most horrifying children's movie ever made.
Yeah. There's no way of really knowing which direction we are going. Do the skies. Anyway, I'll stop with the Wonka crap. Ben and Jerry's is the stuff.
I've
been to the factory. I've seen where the ice cream is made. It's amazing. And you have brought now new flavors. And there, you know that you have your aficionados out there in the world that get very excited when you debut these brand new flavors. So I turn it over to you, Mr. Greenwood. It is
the floor
is yours.
The innovation piece, right, Mike, is like you always have to come up, right? And you think it's easy to just rely on flavors past and go like, oh, we invented, right? Ben and Jerry's invented chocolate chip cookie dough. It was actually a suggestion from a fan written on the wall, and no one had ever made chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream before that. So this is 30 years ago when this all started. And so you kind of go, can you ride that out? But at some point, you just become your father's ice cream company.
Yeah.
If you don't, you have to kind of keep innovating, right? So I was working with a college, and a young co-ed says to me, what's your favorite flavor? And I said, Cherry Garcia. And she goes, yeah, that's a dad flavor.
Ooh,
ouch. Like,
burn.
It is, though.
God, I was like, really?
It's
a winner.
It's totally a dad flavor, though.
And it's a winner.
Like, if you do an event with old guys, like if it's like Harley ride in with 50-year-old guys, I'm like, just bring Cherry Garcia because that's
Cherry Garcia.
I'm a Harley guy. I'm a I'm a 50-year-old guy now. This is what happens.
But got a chip on my vest.
Right. You cannot just rest on that. You have to bring out new stuff. So some of the flavors we shipped you and what we have today to sample in studio is this new line called Topped, T-O-P-P-E-D, Topped, that has a layer of ganache across each of these flavors. So there's seven total flavors.
I have three of them.
So we're going to start eating alphabetically. I think I tried to go, you know, again, it's like children. You're not supposed to have a favorite, but you really do. Whiskey Biz, I think, is the one we want to start with, Mike. So
let's do it.
So let's talk. So if we crack this open together.
Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then the first thing you should notice on top is looks a little Mike different.
Let me show the Whiskey Biz.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Show it to the world.
See?
Look at that.
Mine's not as frosty, but then you got to...
Mike knows his ice cream.
That's pretty
How
good.
How deep is the ganache?
Thanks, it's about about a quarter of an inch.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, and an interesting thing...
What's ganache?
It is it's chocolate. Like, in this,
you know what ganache is, you fat ass. You know what ganache is.
I'm a fat ass. I am a fat ass. Fine.
You might be the skinniest ass in the studio here between the three of us.
Oh, but it's like, is this white chocolate?
So ganache is, right? It's like, it's not a liquid, right? It's not, and it's not that shell thin stuff that you pour over it and crackle. It is like really thick, and so you kind of have to push down through this.
It's like a tectonic plate.
So you see the thickness of it there.
It's like the Earth's crust.
Right, right. I'm gonna get a scoop
of chocolate.
Scoop some out here.
Have you ever had a cake, Oscar, and the icing, like the chocolate icing on top, is almost like a shiny sheet,
like a Florida cake?
Yeah. Well, no, not like a Florida cake at all.
Oh, the ice cream cake.
Hey,
from
Oscar,
other places.
Have a Shannon pan out so I can see everybody. I mean, it's nice to see Sean, but I'd like to
pan
out. You
should
like
get more than that.
You want to see all
get
three?
Everyone, all reactions. All right, no, is that enough, man?
That's beautiful, but okay, I imagine this is going to be hard to
Thank
eat
you.
From the pint.
It's much better.
Are you not eating it, Oscar?
I'm waiting for my serving.
It's coming.
Oh, all right.
Here, Oscar, you go first.
I have my own pint.
I know, you got your whole pint. Yeah, I'll just have our own pint. Thank
Carl,
you
want to try this?
She's ready. She's poised.
She's been orbiting.
Shouldn't that be the one time that you're ready to jump in? You're like, this is what you're sampling ice cream today.
Oh, wow.
All right, so let's read through the description
Mike,
together here.
Try this?
Brown butter bourbon ice
son.
Cream.
Sean, say hi to my son.
Hey, Mike, how are you? That's what 7 years old looks like right there.
Right,
yeah.
Very good.
He spits Wonderful. It out. Ice
hey,
cream,
this
Dad.
Is amazing.
He
goes, this whiskey ice cream tastes like Dad's kisses.
Mike Jr. goes, he goes, are they a sponsor of the show? And he's like, no, thanks, Dad. I'll hold off. I remember the applause, Dad.
Oh, you get that lovely note of the bourbon.
Right? So a brown butter bourbon base. That's the cool start with this ice cream. Blonde brownies. That's the chunk in there. And a whiskey caramel swirl topped with this white chocolatey ganache and white chocolate fudge.
Genius.
Yeah.
There's nobody better, and that's why we're always excited to have you here, because I don't care. I don't care that they don't advertise. This is a delight. This is a delight.
There are three flavors going on here that could be an ice cream on their own.
The brown bourbon base, right? That is amazing.
Amazing.
Like,
it really
you
is.
Can just do
a
that
beautiful
all day long.
Brown bourbon base bursting with beautiful.
See, that is a winner.
Alliterative. Mm-hmm. The cool thing with it is, and this may be an interesting story, is we make this caramel whiskey swirl with a rye whiskey purveyor out of Vermont, right? Another Vermont business.
Whistle
love,
Pig.
Which is Whistle
Pig. Oh, damn!
Is
my
that
favorite go-to.
Sean, is that why Whistle Pig sent me the bottles of Whistle Pig?
Our friends at Whistle Pig, I said, I'm coming on the show, you guys. I'm excited about this. I was visiting them like 2 weeks ago. I said, going on the show. And I said, obviously, I'm going to talk about your flavor because it's phenomenal. And they said, you know, we would love to
love
share
it.
What we do well.
All right. Well, since you're associated with them, I can say, and I think anybody that we have at Mike O'Mara Show, Elite Whiskey Society, probably going crazy right now. But I found out about Whistle Pig, I think, through my brother-in-law, and they are a Vermont distillery, and they are just amazing. It's just amazing stuff. So the fact that how would one enjoy the whiskey flavor that you have?
You know, one of the things we like to do is, you know, you can go kind of the affogato route, or you can actually just do a pour over. That's really easy to do a scoop of the ice cream with a ganache. There's obviously some sweetness there.
Oh.
And then just a little pour over, just enough to get it wet to add that in terms of flavor.
You should try that,
just
Mike.
Really create some great depth.
Right.
You know what I love about Ben and Jerry's?
I didn't bring the whiskey in, though.
Oh,
Oscar, sorry.
Well, what about Carla?
Yeah.
Saving that for the whiskey.
Mike Jr.'s got the whiskey right now. He's like, put it down, son.
The company has an amazing sense of humor.
They sent me great whistle.
Well, I bet they did.
Yeah,
jealous.
Absolutely.
They have an amazing sense of humor on the nutritional information on the side. It says a serving is 2/3 of a cup.
I know.
So funny.
That's tricky, isn't it?
It's like interpretive dance.
And even that, and then in much smaller letters, the entire container.
Let's be serious.
Do you mind if, since we've tasted that, share with the crew out there? Just
come on.
What they have. Thank you. Appreciate
rock
it.
And roll it out.
Thank you.
You know, I was laughing with Dan Cole, who worked here today.
Thank you.
Saying that when Sean would come into the radio station, 40 salespeople would swarm like bees.
That's the day.
Yep.
So we don't have as many people at the village.
The ice cream guy is
ice
visiting.
Cream guy's coming. Ice cream guy.
Oh, I put the tiramisu on the whiskey stuff.
There's nothing wrong with that either. Right?
That brown butter
combine
is.
Combine those. I love that base. And I'd like
you
exactly
want me to
be a flavor.
What next, Sean? What are we trying?
I'm going on to a salted caramel brownie. How's that? Do you have that one there?
Hold on just a sec. I got it right here.
Cool. On your
another
tray?
Topped flavor. Okay.
Another top flavor. Another top yeah, these flavor. Are all top oh. that I brought today.
Oh,
these
wow.
are
all my God.
So all right, I'm going to show you this.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you this with my camera right here.
We're showing in stereo, Mike.
All right. And then, yeah. And then take a look at that. Take a look at that. Are those peanut butter cups?
That is right on the top there. Yeah. These are caramel cups. Sorry for this one. We have a peanut butter topped flavor as well. Right. So this one, the description, vanilla ice cream, salted caramel swirls, fudge brownies topped with caramel cups and chocolatey ganache. Oh, so this is we're switching right from the white ganache flavors to the dark chocolate ganache flavors here.
Like a wine tasting.
Awesome. Right. And except you didn't have to spit in between.
You guys spared no expense on the ganache.
It's this decadent stuff, right? It's really over the top. The interesting thing, like you're seeing when I'm scooping here, is you really got to push through to get through, right, Mike? Mm-hmm. Through that layers. Top layer.
And if it's a little bit melted, because I've had mine out here for a while, you got to be a little careful.
Right.
Because it'll come over the side.
Gooshing it all over the place, which I've already done.
No problem.
But it, for you. It does.
Oh, thank you.
It does have an interesting... kind of solution to the dilemma. One of our flavor gurus coached us through and said, eat it with a fork.
Mm.
You just open the pine up and then you can punch the fork down through that top layer and then you can get kind of a vertical lineup of all that stuff together.
I've heard that to get a true sense of ice cream, the pro tasters do taste with a fork. Is that true?
I think it gives you more tongue on it, right?
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Oh, that's ice cream
fork. It certainly is.
See, the comedy comes through everything, Sean, no matter what. You always said. That's what somebody... that's what you used to say at American University. Get more tongue on it.
I think it was a three-credit course, wasn't it?
It's funny, Mike.
So many people were bad at it.
They're so good.
At VCU, they said...
Wow.
They said use a fork.
There you go. Hey, Carla.
This is insane.
Carla, can you put this back in the freezer, please? Because it's really good.
All right, so I've got...
The salted caramel is...
You like that, right?
Is similar in that flavor base. It really offsets
everything. Can stand
everything.
On its own, right?
Yeah, it really does.
That can be a flavor. Right?
Michael,
these
come
things
on over
are
and try
kind
this,
of crazy that way, that they are kind of over the top.
When you're talking about
you want one of those?
He wants one of the cups.
The candies.
Smart move.
When you talk about the construction of the ganache and the stuff on top, did you have similar problems when you started making the core ice cream? Because I mean, that's a whole different science.
Yeah,
making
it's a
them,
different
right?
it's a different technology.
All right,
technology.
I want to spotlight my kid eating.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right. How you doing?
Wait, I want to see a thumbs up or a thumbs down, Mike. Come on.
What do you think? It is vanilla ice cream with salted caramel swirls and fudge brownies.
I think he asked, how much did we pay? He
said, now how much would you pay?
Dad. He's taking the whole thing. You can't have a spoon.
Go, buddy, go.
Run with it. Yes. Spoon. That was real.
That's,
run.
That was not
He's
rehearsed,
like,
ladies and gentlemen.
Give it all to me.
Yeah, there we go. All right. He left a little for me, though. This is really, boy, these flavors are
crazy,
are
over the top. Right? It is.
We ask you this every time you come by. Is it cookie dough or is it Cherry Garcia that's numero uno, the biggest seller of all time?
The biggest seller is actually right now out of pints, right? So we sell most of our ice cream in pints, like 95% of it. We got great scoop shops too around the country. Then we got some right here in DC and some down in Florida with you, Mike. But the pints is where we sell most of the volume. And so the number one seller there is half baked ice cream, which is
half
chocolate chip cookie dough, half chocolate fudge brownie. Right, so that's
that's one of Carrie's go-tos. I think that's Carrie's favorite. Yeah,
The top four are like half baked Cherry Garcia, chalk chip cookie dough, and chocolate fudge brownie. So those same kind of three flavors that make up the two that make up the number one are right up there in the top four.
So good.
It's not even. It's like an ice cream high, Mike. What I'm feeling.
Yeah,
I'm totally getting a buzz.
It's coursing through my veins.
Really going crazy,
like Elvis. What do we have next,
Mr.
I don't know if you have this one in your stack, the chocolate caramel cookie dough. Did we find that in Florida? Regionally, there's seven flavors, so sometimes a store will take their favorite four or five. You can't get them all.
No, it depends. What I'm doing on my own right now is enjoying the topped tiramisu.
Oh yeah, that is a great flavor.
Ooh.
I whiskey biz is my personal favorite, but that tiramisu is
Mike.
One that
you give us
well.
A full review on the tiramisu as we scoop here.
Yeah, perfect.
There's a flavor profile to the there it is. I knew it was some kind of different ice cream base. Mascarpone ice cream.
Wow.
With fudge swirls
kind of cheesy.
And shortbread pieces. God, you guys are gonna make me fatter than I am.
Hate that.
Shortbread. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
The shortbread is great. Carla, you gotta try this. You have to try this one.
And on the way home, I had Chinese.
I'm never, ever, ever full.
Try that.
Two knishes.
That is tiramisu topped.
All right, so he's doing tiramisu. Yeah. So we just scooped out here in studio chocolate caramel cookie dough. That's the one that we just pulled out. So this one, chocolate ice cream, caramel swirls, gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough topped with caramel cups and chocolatey ganache.
Wow.
We've used the caramel cups twice.
The base that you use for your chocolate ice cream is unlike, well, all your chocolate is over the top. It's always been the very best. Especially, I mean, I'll be a dad flavor guy. The chips and Cherry Garcia is the most outstanding chocolate and ice cream there is.
Can you wash something down? Can you wash your ice cream down?
Yes.
Because when you talk, when you're doing it, it's like.
It's like the phlegm monster came to visit.
Had to put more tongue on it.
That's it. More, less fork.
More like but a, where do you source your chocolate?
Yeah, we have those, like you're saying, specially made for you. Mm-hmm. So like if you take our chocolate chunks out of Cherry Garcia or Chunky Monkey or any of those and put them on the shelf here at room temperature, they just melt. So we have them specially engineered so they have this different melting point because if you take like a regular Hershey bar, cut it up and put it in ice cream at home and then freeze it to try to make it, you start eating and you go, wow, that's waxy.
Yeah, Carly, because can you take the whiskey point. Biz and put it in the freezer, please? Mm.
That's so smart. Right, I never thought the engineering involved.
Oh, science. Absolutely.
Jesus.
Yeah. Someone figured out.
Do you want to try some of the non-dairy offerings?
I didn't bring any non-dairy here because I was just going with the top, but any of the non-dairy you
have. Fish food.
Yeah.
I have Americone.
Mike, tell the world.
I have.
The country needs to know.
This is Colin Kaepernick's Change the World.
That's right.
Yes.
WHIRLED non-dairy frozen dessert. I want to try that one.
Right. So we launched that one this year in January, right? We've been doing it for 5 or 6 years. A lot of folks on our social mission work on racial justice. And so this year we said, all right, a flavor with this guy who, you know, everybody knows the story of him taking the knee, right? And kind of sacrificing his NFL career, but to realize the work he's doing to fight systemic oppression against brown and black people, a tremendous guy, tremendous opportunity for us. So
love it.
Really happy to get a chance.
What a great partnership.
Very cool.
And that's a non-dairy offering.
Too. Yeah, and he's a vegan. So we said, all right, we got to do that flavor, right? Something
Mike, how do you enjoy it?
Yeah,
you
what
like
is,
it?
And what is the flavor profile?
Caramel ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's got I had a big bite of it. It's got caramel ice cream with fudge chips, graham cracker swirls, and chocolate cookie swirls.
Damn.
Wow. It sounds awesome. Absolutely amazing. It really is.
It really is a good flavor. And it's one of those things you notice with the non-dairies that are out there now long enough. It's no longer like it used to be a trade-off, right? Like 10 years ago, it used to be, all right, it's either it's not smooth and creamy or it doesn't have chunks or it's, you know, and now it's just, you go, do I like that flavor? And I notice it, right? One of our benefits of working at Ben & Jerry's is we get 3 free pints a day when we're working. So when you go to the freezer at the end of the day and you go, I'm picking up my 3 free pints, people now just pick it up by flavor. Right? It used to be, you'd be like, I'm not having skim milk ice cream or whatever, but now it's just like, you go, that Colin Kaepernick's a great flavor. I'm grabbing it.
Do the people at Ben & Jerry's, obviously they give a lot away.
Totally.
I think you make
a lot of friendships because people know you got ice cream. They're like, hey, we're having a cookout next Friday. Can I put in an order?
By the way, Sean brought some stuff and they sent me some stuff. I am now into the topped thick mint ice cream, which is one of your new topped flavors. Yeah. Mint ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and mint chocolate cookie balls. topped with chocolate cookies and chocolatey ganache, which is holding up really well because I am making a mess of this right now.
When this flavor that he's scooping
just,
for us.
What did we just have?
When you opened it, I could smell it. It has a great nose on it.
So we moved on to strawberry top tart.
Yes.
Oh. Sweet cream ice cream, strawberry swirls, pie crust pieces topped with white chocolatey ganache and candy sprinkles. You can see the little candy sprinkles there.
Do they not sell that one down in Florida? I didn't get that.
I don't know. Again, by retailer. So I think we went to one retailer down there.
It's like a strawberry shortcake. Like on steroids.
Yeah, I was really surprised that one. Because I was like, oh, I don't know. Strawberry's my favorite flavor. But it really was a shocker.
Candy is a great touch.
Yeah, the little pieces texture, on top. Yeah, a little crunch to it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's one of the things too. People aren't aware that Ben, our co-founder, has anosmia. right? So he can't taste or smell that well. So when they started out making ice cream, Jerry was the producing guy, and Ben would go, good flavor, but add more extract or add more vanilla or add more whatever. And so we just kind of keep that up now, and we're always juicing it with extra, you know, whatever
so
the flavor is.
Because of that condition, he would actually make it more, have it more, you know, sweetness for the bang.
Not though, sweet,
right?
But more flavor, right? So more mint flavor. Extract and mint. So it's your that thick mint that you tried is then super minty. Mm-hmm. It's not more sugary than regular ice cream, but it's
more intense.
Super mint, right? And Ben look, also was, because of that, wants more chunks because he likes textures. Because so right. That's part of why that's Ben and Jerry's great. Did all this chunk stuff. So
cool. And mint, I'm a mint guy. It's one of my flavors that great I absolutely flavor. Love. If I go to an ice cream parlor, this is as minty as it gets. It's so good. Yeah. So well balanced. It really
the cool
is
thing, you don't
delicious.
Need to brush your teeth tonight, Mike. That's it. You can just pint of thick we, mint.
Since we split on the flavors, I just started going off on my
that's
own.
Good. You went off the reservation.
You went rogue.
I've never, ever had this much fun doing a radio show. I got like 9 pints of ice cream here, and it's just like, yeah, we'll talk about the other one.
Pace yourself. Right.
Mom,
and
can
all
we
those...
put the thick mint back in the refrigerator, please?
The non-dairies this year, we brought out all of those kind of partner flavors, right? Fish food, Stephen Colbert's flavor, Americone Dream, and Jimmy Fallon's flavor, Tonight Dough, all came out as non-dairies this year. Those are all almond milk based. Colin Kaepernick's is a sunflower seed based. So a
and sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to ferry these outside to the crew.
Right here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Fish Food's a partner with the band Fish, right?
That's the one.
Okay. We have to have them come in. They can come in and get the stuff, Oscar. Have them come here. That's gone. That we're going to put that in the freezer. And fish food too. I'm not. You like chocolate? What? Yeah. Do you want to bring one of the dogs in to try the dog?
Oh, treat? This is good. Live dog trial. This is great.
Now Sean mentioned earlier he's never done an on-air dog
no,
tasting.
No, this is a first I think in the universe.
And we should be clear, we're not actually tasting the dog.
No.
All right.
No,
the fun is all right. I have to be honest with you. The fun's going to stop for me right now because
why?
I'm going to have to hold because hold he's gotten and... heavier. And
well,
we all have. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
oh
that's
wait, Carla's here. Fantastic. Carla will be able to hold.
She's got it.
What? Okay, this is Doggy Desserts, Paunches Mix.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got two different flavors, Rosie's Batch and Paunches Mix.
With peanut butter and pretzel swirls.
Nice. And these are named after actual dogs. We have in our office, we have about 110 employees, and we have about 30 dogs that come in every day.
Oh, that's so great.
So these are two dogs from the office, Rosie and Paunch. They're both great dogs. And oh, look
this
at that.
This is Sean. This is Winslow Homer O'Mara.
Winslow.
And, we're going to get him right up on,
yeah, look at that. Get on the mic.
Right up on the microphone nice. Here, and we're going to dive in.
Good boy.
Yo, yes, you're a good boy.
Like, look at that.
Yes, you are.
Been trained. Yeah. To do this.
Stop
this
it.
Right. It'd be great, Mike, if you just start eating it and don't give any to Winslow.
I could never do that.
Watch that Winslow. Help.
Here we go.
It's the same sound from American University.
That's a good. Say the PR poobah just got off a good one there. That was pretty good. Listen to this. This is the sound.
That is a happy dog, is what that is.
Yeah.
Can we isolate this track?
Yes.
Oh, look at him.
So great.
The best.
This is great.
Oh, yes.
30 so more minutes. We're done. It was a great okay. show. Come on.
Like, this is the best.
Look. That up. Look,
I've never seen his ears that perky.
I know, right?
He's very
he's so excited. No wonder you love him so much, Mike.
Now, the other thing they sent me, Sean, was the Tonight Dough.
That's right. You got dough chunks.
Jimmy Fallon. Is this a new product?
Yeah,
here,
we just launched those this year. It's a, right, the idea of people go, I love Ben and Jerry's cookie dough flavors. Sometimes I just want to eat the chunks out.
Sure.
So we started making these dough chunks. We got 6 different flavors. So you got straight up regular cookie dough, like your, you know, regular chocolate chip cookie dough flavor. And we just launched this one with Jimmy Fallon's flavor. So it's actually peanut butter dough and then brownie chunks. So it kind of represents the chunks that are in his own flavor.
And they just come in a foil pouch like that.
Foil pouch in the freezer section.
Similar. Okay. At a movie theater.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Popcorn. No.
All right. I had no problem with the ice cream talking after that right now. Just give me a second.
You got the peanut butter?
Some chewies.
Because they're just a slight.
Can we run that clip of Winslow going?
Sean.
Winslow.
Right now, Mike sounds like Mike is going to sound in 20 years.
after the stroke, this is going to be
fine. Peanut butter. Thank you very much. The doctor told me. Cut back on the Irish whiskey.
He said 9 pints of ice cream at a sitting was not a good idea.
That's right. You didn't have to get all three every day.
Oh man, what a home run! Really yeah. Fantastic, Sean. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. These are all delicious, and you might recognize Sean's a part of a startup. There's this little company called Ben and Jerry. So if you see them in the grocery
invest
store,
if you can.
Check them out, and you know, all those new flavors are there. And if you have never explored the world of non-dairy, I will tell you from personal experience, it is great non-dairy ice cream that they have.
So the
if
best.
You're somebody who has an issue with the dairy products, but all their stuff is fantastic. And safe travels.
Thanks, sir.
Back to the wilds of Vermont. And really, you might want to trim that beard before Labor Day. Just my opinion. I don't care.
Now that I don't need to stuff it in a mask, I can now maybe I'll get rid of it. Right?
Make We're going to take a break, months. And when we come back, little news for you all. Thank you, Sean.
Yay,
Greenwood
Sean
from
Greenwood.
Ben and Jerry's.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. Always a treat.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Sorry about that. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The big news this week is the red-hot housing market. Home prices are rising at the fastest rate ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow. So, honey, what does this mean for you? Well, Jack, if you're paying PMI, have credit card debt, a line of credit, or need cash or any... Excuse me,
oh, dear.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
Thank God the company's gone.
You can tap into your home's equity, thus putting you and your family in a better place than possible just months ago. We're talking about Cornerstone First Financial. Whether a purchase or refinance, the time to act is now, and you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. They're a direct lender, which means they have their own money, and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they will. I have seen it. Mortgage rates are still in the historic lows in the twos, and with 20 years in the business, a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and over 5 years working with the Mike O'Mara Show listeners. Why would you call anyone else? Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer yes. now at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And please, ladies and gentlemen, do it now.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
The Homepage. Remember Megyn Kelly? Remember that name
of course,
from the past?
Yeah.
Fox News and then a ill-fated stint at NBC. Megyn Kelly just signed a deal to host a daily talk show on SiriusXM. It starts in September. And in a new interview, she says her disastrous attempt to soften her image and join the Today Show wasn't a good fit for her.
Okay.
Well, maybe. Here's her quote. I had this soaring career at well, that's a little self-important, isn't it?
Well, I think that's kind of her deal, isn't it? She's sort of self-important.
I had this soaring career at Fox that was great by any measure, but I was miserable at home. It was too stressful, too much time away from my family and my kids. And then I overcorrected at NBC by going too soft. To be perfectly honest, the job wasn't intellectually stimulating for me, and now I feel like I have the best of both worlds. I'm fired up and making a difference.
Well, wouldn't you love to see Savannah Guthrie read that article and say, I find the job very intellectually stimulating.
Also, he went from television, major market,
yeah,
morning drive, and, you know, the top show at night, to radio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Satellite radio.
We all know satellite radio. It's okay, but that's the second gig, not your first gig.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, I mean, I don't begrudge anybody. Look what we've done with our careers. It's fine. I mean, whatever floats your boat, if you're still doing what you love. But don't come on and say
I begrudge.
It wasn't intellectually stimulating.
I watched the movie Bombshell. I saw what happened.
Yeah, you know where she comes from, okay? Sorry. I could do a half an hour on that. You know, the Fox ladies.
Well, yeah, she's a textbook blonde Fox lady. I mean, that's,
she is.
Yeah, that's what she is.
She was in the middle of all of it.
But, Mike,
that's
this
when she
wasn't
was there.
I remember when the Megyn Kelly show came out on Channel 4 or the Today show, that
NBC,
third hour.
Yeah. The NBC affiliate.
Yeah, the NBC. I watched it after our show because we were recording the mornings at that time, and I said, what is happening here? This is not. It wasn't even on brand with what she used to do.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, who knows what her true politics are? That's the problem with you know, networks that have
I know her
advocacy
politics.
Shows.
Her politics are Megyn Kelly.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
think
she
so.
Likes.
I root for her.
During season one of Friends, Ross, remember the pet monkey named Marcel?
Yes.
I remember that.
Was he a capuchin monkey?
Oh, I'm not 100%
sure. But I actually, as much as I'm not a Schwimmer fan, I actually loved Marcel, that storyline. It was hysterical. In real life, David Schwimmer hated working with two monkeys who played the part. Over the years, he has trash-talked the monkeys, saying they often ruin takes by not doing what they were supposed to. And they also bit him and threw poop at him. Well, the guy who trained the monkeys is finally speaking out.
Uh-oh.
He says none of those things ever happened. God, how long does this go on?
Yeah.
David was just jealous.
Of course. Of course.
This is too funny.
Here's the quote. Schwimmer was fine. First of all, he calls him Schwimmer.
That's good.
Schwimmer was fine with the monkeys for the first couple of episodes and happy to be there. Why do I want to make this guy sound like Phil Hartman?
I think you should.
For some reason. Schwimmer was fine with the monkeys for the first couple of episodes and happy to be there, but people would laugh at the monkeys, and I think he got jealous because it wasn't him getting the laughs. Who's this trainer that comes out now? It was just funny.
Yeah.
He seemed to get a little bit bitter about them being there after that. Okay, whatever. It's like an episode of a television show that was on 40 years ago.
Well, please, what was the quote I heard is that something along the lines is, the monkeys were fine for the first few takes, but then they would have to go do monkey business, number two. And then, you know, they take care of him, and then all of a sudden he's back right next to you, next to Schwimmer on his shoulder, smelling like ass for the entire rest of the take.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not fastidious. Monkeys are not fastidious.
All right. I think I can speak with authority on this particular subject because I might be the only one on this show who has ever worked with a chimpanzee.
This is true.
And when I did my my money commercial for WAVA, I had the chimp with his finger around my neck, and I remember his long chimp middle finger, like right here, was on my esophagus.
Oh.
And when I had the line that was something like, you could win $10,000, every time I'd say that, the chimp would constrict my throat. And by the end of the day, I had a teeny, 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 tiny little welt right on Adam's apple.
Wow.
And still like the chimp. The chimp went bat when they brought food in. Absolutely. out of its mind.
Wasn't it that commercial studio where all they did was feed you?
Film House in Nashville, Tennessee, which we renamed Food House. Eight-hour shoot. I am not kidding you. Eight-hour shoot. Catered breakfast. Catered lunch, catered dinner.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Incredible. These people, you see these, you know, these 400-pound techs that would come through, and it's like, oh, time for our lunch break. And that would be it. And then they'd move on. It was special. It really was.
And I also heard, Mike, that there was poop thrown on the set of Friends, but it was mostly Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow threw her poop. Yes, sir. Summer is here, and we had Sean Greenwood on for ice cream. It's beautiful to have him come by in the middle of the summer with so many ways to serve it, which is our favorite. I did a deeper dive on this poll because sometimes these polls put out a headline and it's really not true if you do a deep dive. Right. According to a new poll, 6,551 U.S. adults, you can't go wrong with a nice scoop in a cup. One-third of respondents actually prefer it that way, making it the number one answer. But then I looked at the entire result of the poll. And I looked at the poll, and they gave three different cone answers. Waffle, sugar, and cake. And if you add them up, Americans are cone people. They want their ice cream in a cone. Yeah. It didn't surprise me.
Cone ice cream tastes the best.
I think it's the best way to serve.
Waffle cone.
Waffle cone, sugar cone, or a cake cone. Isn't a cake cone just a cheap, crappy cone like you get at McDonald's?
The little soft serve cone? The worst.
Well, it's a flat bottom, and I think they ship better. I think that's the deal with them.
Why do they
ship
call them
better?
Cake
Who
cones?
Cares about the shipping?
You're a business guy. You got to care about the shipping.
No, if it's a waffle cone, you could mark that. And I worked in ice cream, remember?
Oh, I forgot.
That was
part
my
of
first
big,
job.
Big
I remember.
Cream.
I don't want to name them now because we had some other ice cream outfit here. Right. All they cared about is the markup on the waffle cone. The sugar cones last forever. The little nub guys, when somebody asked for a little nub guy cake cone, I judge them right away.
I judge them if you go to an ice cream stand where they're specifically selling ice cream at an ice cream shop and they don't have a homemade waffle cone, I pound sand. I forget that. You're going to reach into the cardboard and get that thing out there? Shame. Shame on you. More information is being learned about the death of Columbus Blue Jackets goalie. I hope I've got the pronunciation right because I have not seen an ESPN report on it. I just read it. It's Matisse Kivlenix. I believe that's the way it's pronounced. Tragic incident over 4th of July weekend Sunday night he was at the home of Manny Legassi, a former Red Wings goalie who's currently the Blue Jackets goalie coach. He suffered major damage to his heart and lungs. Originally they said that he had a head injury when he was running away from fireworks gone bad.
Right.
You know, you see so many of those fireworks where they're on the ground and people are screaming and laughing and running. This is not the case.
Right.
Apparently, he did not hit his head. What happened was he had major damage to the lungs and heart when he was hit by the mortar shell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's according to the autopsy. He was in a hot tub at Legassi's house when he apparently tried to flee, getting out of the way of this crap. And they went in his directions. Police initially said he died after slipping and hitting his head, but the autopsy revealed he was struck with a high-powered firework.
Jesus.
Investigators are still interviewing witnesses to get an idea of what went on, and there was no indication that alcohol was a factor, so no charges are under consideration at this time. Just a tragedy, really, when that goes down. Just a really, really horrible situation. And, you know, you got to be careful, you know. And look, everybody that's ever been, I went to a homemade fireworks thing where the guy bought fireworks and set them off in the backyard. I was at that thing, and it's always in the back
of everybody's mind.
Yeah. We've done it.
We
always have it in the back of your mind.
We had a blast shield. I was first on the ground.
Yeah. You were fearless. I will never forget you for that. I'm terrified of setting off fireworks, you know. One of the guys there looked at me and said, "You want to be on the team?" I said, "I'll be on the team viewer." Anyway, let's send me a Zoom link. This is an interesting little list here. Best cities for first-time home buyers, because you got a couple.
Oh.
You got four of them on the top 10 that are in your backyard.
Really?
Chesapeake, Virginia, Gilbert, Arizona, Lincoln, Nebraska, Cape Coral, Florida, which gets on every one of these lists, and I don't know. Cape Coral, Florida, which, by the way, is very close to where I live, and I'll do an impression of what they're dealing with today. Really not sure what he should have lived on the canal. Boise, Idaho, Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
You've been down to that word.
Absolutely. Carrie lived there for a while.
Peoria, Arizona, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh.
Are there some great house prices down there? Is that
It is a lot cheaper down there, sure, yeah.
7-Eleven on every block.
Surprise, Arizona is the top. And now here's the thing that I put in here. In the worst cities for first-time home buyers, you have Berkeley, California, Oakland, California, San Francisco, Santa Monica, Los Angeles, San Mateo, Santa Barbara, Glendale, Burbank, but then at the tippy top, Boston. Actually, the second tippy top, but all the worst cities. Your home in Boston.
You know what got edged out, Mike? 11th, the 11th place, worst place to buy a house is next to Todd Moore.
Todd Moore down in
Florida is a great place to buy a house.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, sure.
Now it's not.
Now
a little something. A man in Austria was bitten on the genitals by a python while he was on his toilet.
Ruh-roh.
After it's believed that the reptile escaped, his neighbor's home and slithered through the drains.
Yes.
Slithered! The 65-year-old man in Graz, Austria, G-R-A-Z,
yeah,
was nipped by the 5-foot-plus albino reticulated python about 6 a.m. Monday. Hey, 6 a.m. I know what he was doing at 6
sure.
a.m. Yeah, he sat down for his morning thing.
Yeah.
Reuters reported a statement from police in the province, Styria province.
Yeah, but all the yodeling goes on. Shortly after he sat on the toilet, the residents, by his own account, felt a pinch in the area of his genitals. That is according to the police, Strasser.
I just put Strasser on there because it sounded good.
It means police road, but it's okay.
Always had a little fear of that, but it wouldn't be a pinch. In my case, it wouldn't have been a pinch. It would have been the whole thing. There you go. Oh, my God. Those, got me.
Those toilet alligators.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the worst. Yeah, you can't flush them. It's against the
rules.
I
don't know. You know, for me, if it was non-poisonous, well, what would it be? A spider or a snake? Which would you
take
your
snake.
Poison?
Snake.
I take a spider. I already got a snake down there.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Gross. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's
gross.
Why
I'm
like
sorry.
To listen to TMOS on Spotify.
I'm tired
no
of Wayne.
No matter where I am, I'm tired of Wayne.
Running Wayne for over a year. We have, haven't we?
No.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, Snake.
Snake.
Snake Spiewak, ladies and
That's
gentlemen.
That's me.
This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yay, Sleep Number.
Sleep Number, I've been telling you for years, when it comes to how couples sleep, one of the largest factors is sleep temperature. In fact, 83% of couples report one or both partners sleep either too hot or too cold.
Mm.
And I think in the summertime, it's a pretty good example of when we're all dealing with this.
Yeah.
Sleep Number experts recommend 65 to 67 degrees for optimal sleep. The body is happiest when it's in a state of being thermally neutral. This means it doesn't need to release heat via sweating or create warmth via shivering.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sweet spot for sleep. And Sleep Number is pretty sweet, too, because quality sleep helps us recover faster from exercise, injuries, and illness. Furthermore, deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight by reorganizing connections in the brain, and REM sleep is essential for many of the brain's cognitive and emotional functions. And since most of it happens during the second half of the night, it's important to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's why I love Sleep Number. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. So, get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65, has been for a while. So is Carlos. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Check out the special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. That's sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Thunder Buddies down here in West South Florida overnight.
I was thinking about you last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kissed by it, and I think maybe a little more thunderstorm and rain activity than they really were saying initially. It was interesting. It was interesting. The dog was going out of his mind. But other than that, lots of rain down here, and we didn't get the rain when I joked about Cape Coral, Florida.
Right.
The coastline got, you know, in some cases, areas up near Port Charlotte and that area, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain.
Wow.
Which is widespread flooding all over the area. But really, you know, it's you never really know. Even when they get on top of you, what these hurricanes are going to do.
Was it windy or was it mostly noisy?
It was mostly noisy with thunder. And even this morning, waking up at about 6 o'clock this morning, the crackle of thunder, I call it the window rattling kind of thunder. Here's the thing about a tropical system, and I think this is the big difference. Everybody gets thunderstorms. You know what they're all about. Some of them can be intense. These rumbles that you would hear were just much more significant. They were longer. They were deeper. They were over the top. And, you know,
I know what you mean. There are ones that they almost start like they almost fade in.
Yeah,
and they last
fade in, they
too
last
long.
Time.
I, you see, I love
those terrify me.
I love thunderstorms. I think they're so cool. I love when the light comes, and I love to hear those big rumbles. But they're when it gets to that level, when they last longer than you think they should, that's right. When they get a little creepy because it seems unnatural.
So early in the season, that's what we're dealing with. And now that my son goes to school down here and will be in school the beginning of August, I say to myself, you know, knock on wood, because it's just absolute shades of difference in track mm-hmm. and intensity. And really early in the season, you don't usually get a real hefty one here for the state of Florida. But for anybody in the United States, it's a scary time. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through October. We actually got another one as recently. Same track, same kind of intensity that got up to at one point a Cat 1. We got one in November of last year.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting on the bookends that we have. And now it's the waiting game to see where we go. But everybody's fine. Everybody's chill. I'm doing the show.
I think you're coming around the full circle. I mentioned this yesterday, but it's a true Floridian now.
I think
you don't have the panic. You don't have the panic.
You used to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, forget about the emergency ponchos. Like, you're ready to just sit at home and deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, I will. We have a plan, which is if this had been a three or better, if this had been a three, where they were talking about the chance of strengthening, my ass would have been out of this house. That's that.
Smart.
Everybody says have a plan. Our plan is to react early.
Cat three,
you know.
You come to D.C.
Carrie proposed a plan for us, but it was a murder suicide pact.
That's really. Yeah, kids out of the house. What is his official exit date?
You got to drop him off.
Yeah,
right?
We don't know. They have not announced his date. I think it's either the 17th or 18th. They've narrowed it down. It's one of those days in August. And Julia is barely returning text. She is having so much fun down there now that she's moved in. I sent her a text. You know, it's the heat index in D.C. is about 103
today.
Oh,
it is a scorcher.
And Richmond is going to be even worse because it's further south. I said, please tell me you bought an air conditioner. She says, the landlord's thinking about getting one put in next week.
Oh,
and I said, you're not going to sleep down there, honey. Come on.
I realize we've just had a tropical system, but I like to do this for all of my friends that when I was moving down here, oh, my God, the summer in Florida.
Mm.
It is 82 degrees.
Oh, right now, I take 82 for a kidney at this moment.
Yeah. So
I walked to Wawa, came back, and I had the flop sweats.
Yeah.
Let's see what the daily forecast is where you are and where I am. Tomorrow we'll have a high. We've got 89 tomorrow, 89 Friday, 88 Saturday, 87, 88, 88, 88, 88, 87, 87.
But you have a terrible school system.
I do not have a terrible school
system.
We all
know. Florida schools.
No, nobody knows.
You don't pay taxes. You don't get educated.
In general,
state taxes.
There are some issues with the education system.
But Mike,
in Florida.
With a great governor like that, no wonder the weather's great. He's controlling it with his DeSantis weather machine.
I don't know if I've shared this, and if I may brag,
please.
We were called on our vacation on the road by the principal at my son's elementary school, informing us that next year Michael William O'Mara will be placed in the gifted program.
Oh, yeah!
So I'm going to give him a nice round of applause for that. And
gifted and talented.
You know what, can I tell you the way I think when my horrible, sick, twisted, Irish, guilt-ridden brain works? I'm sitting there that somebody will grab this tape when he's like 20 and he's doing, you know, he's finishing his first stint at Leavenworth. And, you know, they'll play this for me.
Remember this, Mike?
It's true. I have to tell you what the truth is, and that's what it is. I have not had any experience with any of my kids or myself, and neither has Carla.
I was a GT kid in fourth grade. They brought me into the fourth grade.
My sister was a magnet child, so was my brother.
I mean, they could stick her to a refrigerator.
What's a GT?
Gifted and talented.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, and every time I screwed up, my father would say, look at him, gifted and talented.
I was an IB kid.
What's you that? Were gifted, Rob?
Yeah, IBS.
Yeah. See?
Well, they give it away to a lot of kids until they grow up. If you can get past...
Like, I think my father was a big donor.
Yeah. Well, no, you can also... my sister, I remember, said...
It's a public school. You went to a public school.
I was trying to make a joke.
I know, but you couldn't keep it in your pants. You had to tell everybody you were gifted.
I remember my sister crying, you saying she wanted to be a normal child and she didn't want to be a nerd because she was in the magnet program. And my mom said, normal children don't accomplish anything in life. And I said, well, that doesn't make sense because it doesn't, right? And she said,
"Well, it does. I understand exactly what your mom's saying.
What
to be
honest
with
you. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, here's what I mean. I mean that I think if you are with a designation of that, you require.
There are expectations.
In effect, to my son, there are responsibilities that come along with it to take advantage of this designation, where you're going to be in a curriculum environment that's going to be more intense and more advanced,
rigorous,
than other kids, and you got to work your butt off to get through that. You know, I don't understand being in it and then not being in it. So, like, to be in it for one grade.
No. I was in.
How
it
did
for
that work?
Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Duration of military school, elementary.
What about
school,
high school?
High school? No, okay. I mean, you take your AP classes in high school, but there's
no.
Not
you
like
can have a magnet program or IB program.
What is a magnet program?
That's where they send all the young geniuses.
Oh, like Thomas Jefferson.
Yes,
the Thomas Jefferson Technical High School in I guess where is it, Alexandria?
That's where you go. You want to figure out who's going to bring the build the next gene sequencing machine? It's going to be one of those kids.
It's one of the kids from TJ.
Yeah,
really. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, down here we've got a few very special schools. The Vin Diesel Academy that grooms kids
as long as he doesn't go to the
Phoenix. Body shop work. What's that?
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix?
Yes.
Like the Phoenix online course?
No. There was a school for troubled kids called the Phoenix.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
Wonderful.
Where you would go when I was a child. If somebody was coming out of the Phoenix, they were coming back into Gen Pop. But if you got to go to the Phoenix, there was a lot of issues going on that maybe you had to
It's a place you want to get out of, not get into. Not a hard application process.
You were nominated by a judge to go to the Phoenix.
When we come back, I want to talk about Rob's cousin. Now that he has ruined the announcement of my child being gifted by telling me he was gifted.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I know that. Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Did that gifted program teach you anything about typos when you were there?
It said they were okay.
They said they were fine.
The Beach Boys.
Today in rock and roll a-hole history.
How did it come to this? Me, Murray Wilson, the father and manager of the Beach Boys, fired by my own flesh and blood.
The Beach Boys fire you right now. Now, you're fired.
Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? Watch your ooze. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh?
Two facts are irrefutable. Rob's digital audio dumpster vault is pure comedy gold. And Beach Boys patriarch Murray Wilson was a huge dick.
Made you and the Beach Boys. You'd be nothing without me.
You dick!
I'm a genius too, you know!
Listen to Rob's Pet Sounds every day on the Mike O'Mara Show and Murray Wilson.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, but that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, like, why did you have Sean Greenwood on the show, Mr. O'Mara? Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. I love that no food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you to get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals and Noom will personalize a weight loss program to you. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. I am so disappointed right now. I really am.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. You know what's wrong.
Oh, it's because Rob was gifted?
Because Rob was gifted. It ruined my joy in sharing that because I'm sitting there.
No, let me tell you about
only Oscar cannot just you will have your say in a moment. Only Oscar can understand what I'm experiencing right now. And I get what you're saying.
You're like, well, if that's what happens when you're gifted, that's not exactly what I was hoping for.
Well, I think
a hedge fund manager to tell you they were in the gifted and talented. You don't want a fledgling disc jockey.
This was
that's
this
on
was,
the internet.
This was 40 years ago, so maybe the standards and maybe the practices have changed.
Oh, come here. Somebody wants to give you a look, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to give you a look.
How long were you gifted, Rob?
Well, I was certified for 3 years.
Three years. Oh,
okay. Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Michael's in first.
Yeah.
Michael
will
be going into second.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
So he's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You're the one that brought it up, Rob.
I know. I mean, what am I going to tell you?
You couldn't help yourself. Your ego could not help yourself. You know, it's just, that's all right. I'm not upset.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
The way that I think any parent, when they get that news and they don't have a comparison to one of their colleagues.
I was gifted.
Well, Mike, you said you had no gifted.
That's true. What?
You said you had no experience with anyone, you or your wife or your kids thus far. And I thought I could offer some.
Oh, BS. That's not why you said it.
No, but I want
you
to know.
That's not why you said it.
The thing is, you said it
because that giant ego, spiwak ego, had to sit there and brag, just like when you do board games.
My mom won't say this, and she'll never admit this, but I can say this now with complete certainty.
Yes.
She was molding mini ATM machines. My brother, my sister, and I'm more like a Western Union at this point. But my sister and my brother are ATM machines that she was building piece by piece, brick by brick, summer school by summer school class they didn't have to take.
I'm going to give Carla the credit here. That my son, on a weekly basis, takes 3 to 4 days of Spanish. He takes piano lessons every single week, has for 3.5 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put him in the little golf program as well. And, you know, we give him a lot of freedom, but he is, you know, he gets a lot of attention that way. He really does.
As he should, because he's. Mike, most kids are still picking their nose in second grade and eating them.
Mm-hmm. And
he's going to class. He's becoming a pro golfer. Like the sky's the limit for this little guy.
And when you were talking a few weeks ago about him getting, you got a call from his teacher, I guess, because he was finishing or goofing off when he was doing a group assignment or not finishing it at the same
Absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. But that's the thing is that he's at a level where that's, to him, it's nothing because it's busy work. It's just an activity.
Well, that was the reason he said he didn't.
And when he gets into,
he was bored.
When he gets into the environment with other kids that are at that advanced level, and they're going to allow him to be more creative and excel at what he likes to do.
Well, I'm joking with you about the gifted thing when you were bragging about your gifted. What was it like when you made that transition? Because I would say going into fourth grade, that had to be.
It was weird because you know what? You had 4 years of, well, three because I moved in kindergarten. 3 years of the same. Class of kids, and you knew everybody, and so at fourth grade, I was shipped to another school.
Was this before or after you were running from the school bus and you broke those special shoes that you have on?
Because the bullies were chasing. Forest run.
Yes,
that was so run close to being a good joke.
I can get
you. Really,
it.
You flirted with it.
Totally.
You really did.
I'm going into an ice cream coma. Just let everybody know.
Let me ask you.
I'm grabbing it.
So you went into a new school and then were designated in the gifted program?
No. The gifted and talented program was in a particular elementary school.
They bused me from
Vienna. I was going to Flint Hill in Vienna, and then they bused me to Falls Church to Longfellow. No, it was Haycock. Longfellow was the intermediate.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
Because we
Haycock and Longfellow?
I should not be doing this. Did you notice, what was the most striking thing about the gifted class when you went into that? Was there any kind of dork factor in there at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I look back on it, the more I see it.
Can you stop picking at the table when we're talking about you? It's really gross.
Listen, it's not my fault you f***ed up the Forrest Gump joke. Just relax.
Picking at the table like some sort of animal.
God, he loves this furniture like a child.
Well, I'm proud of my son.
And you should be. I think that is so cool.
Well, I'm not as proud of him. You know, if you'd kept that to yourself, I would have been prouder of him.
But you know what?
It would have at least let me enjoy the fantasy, you know, because then you went on and you were what, magna cum laude at Virginia Commonwealth University?
Yeah, but as you said, that really doesn't count, does it? It's just VCU.
Well, I don't know.
You still got to do the work.
What could you have achieved academically in your life if you had applied yourself? What do you think you could have achieved?
That is not
academically?
A fair question.
Well,
I'm just asking. I'm seriously, because I think about if I'd busted my ass, I would have gone to Syracuse University and gotten a broadcast journalism degree at Syracuse and not gone to American University as a transfer. I think about that all the time. I don't know if you do, Oscar. I think about that all the time. Yeah. Oh. No, just as far as the act. No, just academic credentials.
Oh my God. About that if all the I time. Remember. Oh, this haunts me. Freshman year, where I had fantastic grades. I was in a private school, and everybody was declaring what universities they were going to, and it was like Duke, Georgetown, Wharton School of not School of Business, but UPenn, and like just all these great schools that had the banners because it was a private school you paid a fortune to go to.
Right.
And I sat there and I'm like, man, I can't wait to go to one of those schools, and I was so pumped to do that. And as you get older, and you realize, wow, there's something called a vagina, and I might be into it, and you stop doing your homework. Your grades slip a little bit, and then you start realizing, well, maybe I want to go to Maryland.
Yeah.
I'll go to Maryland, for God's sakes, and if I go to Maryland, I'm still close to my my girlfriend from high school, and she's still a junior, and I'm a senior, I'm graduating. Well,
yeah, well, at the end of risky business.
Yeah.
When we talk about it, I get curious about you. So what were your GPA?
I was derailed,
high, correct?
Yeah, my high school girlfriend. And I blame her.
Okay.
And I got a scholarship to VCU, so I went there.
Okay, so it was financial.
Yeah.
If money had been no object, could you have gone to a different kind of school?
I think I could have gotten into UVA, and okay. That I considered it. But once the scholarship came through, I didn't apply. It was pretty aww. Early, and I said, and it was a good. You know what? Back then, VCU was a great broadcasting.
I think
school.
It's still a good school now. I well, don't tease you about it.
No,
it's a very good school.
It's a very good school for certain things. But back then, it was an accredited mass comm school like Syracuse. Not like Syracuse at, you know, quality level, but it had a mass comm accreditation. And, you know, you say, what could I have achieved? I really did achieve many things that I set out to do. I'm sorry the industry changed so much, but I mean, I got to be on the radio. I got to work along some that's really okay. great people.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. I was talking sheerly academics, and you just answered my question that it was more of a scholarship. So you got a full academic scholarship,
everything
right?
but room and board. Yeah.
That's a massive deal.
It's wonderful.
I mean, anybody yeah. that's
like,
that's
my
incredible.
Dad
that is
would
an
hug me and love me. And care
I couldn't
for me.
Believe. I still remember.
See, I'm
getting
proud
the
of you when you say that. Yeah. I'm disappointed when you mention the gifted thing. That's just me. That's the way it works.
It came up on the scholarship application.
My father said, "He said I'll really? Do for you what I did for your brother and sister. I'll pay for college, which is huge, by the way. That yeah. is like that in itself is massive.
Oh, it's incredible.
Right?
It's incredible.
Who would
Batman
ever
kids?
Think about doing that? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And." I looked at him. And I said, I can't wait to go to Maryland. He's like, nope, we don't trust you around here. We're sending you to Dean College.
I remember
to
Dean.
Get yeah. your ass
Dean.
Together.
Yeah. Your saga of Dean. And then from Dean, you transferred to, you didn't transfer. You got your associate's degree at
and
Dean.
Then I went because
and then
I
your full
called,
bachelor's degree. At
you, I called WHFS and the jock on the afternoons, his name is Tim Virgin, said, go to WVU. We hire everybody from WVU. And I went to WVU. And my dad said, well, that's less than American University. You go there, son. Save me money.
Wow. Yeah. And a lot of people, we got a lot of interns from George Mason University, yeah. yep. American University, and hopefully we will get interns again.
Yes.
I really hope that that ship sails for us.
My dad gave me a again. Similar talk when we did the tour of VCU.
What did
he
say?
We walked everything, and we sat down to have lunch that day. He says, you know what? If you get lower than a 3-4, you lose your scholarship, and I'm not paying for anything. And also, 48 months, that's all you got. 4 years, get a degree, that's it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because we're up on a break here, and we took a very long time with Sean Greenwood today. We will tease what I teased online today.
Okay.
Regarding tomorrow on the show, we will dive once again into that taboo situation that
taboo.
Was brought up in the show A Teacher, which was a FX show that was re-released on Hulu. And, you know, I want to see if anybody ever... you know, came anywhere near that. And by the way, our good friend Linda Herr might be a good idea. She said she could talk about that.
Oh,
she
some
could
insight.
Talk about situations like that. So you might want to reach out to
all I know
Linda,
is,
you know, and see if she wants to pop on and talk about it.
All
that.
I know is that when you mentioned that, none of the teachers called me gifted and talented in that regard.
No, you know, me neither. I didn't experience that at all. I just, pictured what I'd be like if I was a junior in high school and Kate Mara walked into the show. I'm not doing that. I said I'm not going to do that. I want to keep
Mike,
it on the up and up.
If it's Kate Mara, we're even, you know, we can all fantasize about that.
Can I have the whole pass, please?
Like most of our teachers are like Miss Libby from, Billy Madison eating paste.
That's awesome. All right. We'll do that. Talk about Rob's cousin tomorrow.
Yes.
Pony
it's
boy
disgusting.
multitasking and all. How's the video production going today?
Much better. Much better.
That's wonderful.
Slick as silk. It's gifted and talented.
Great. We'll take a break, come back with the dumpster right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're all full of ice cream.
Throughout history, wise men have looked for a savior.
Our Father, who art in Texas.
One man would change everything.
I'd like to thank our good friend Tripp Affleck, who just has such passion.
His message was love. His power, absolute.
His power maybe has gone too far.
Do not take him out of his position of power. He's the passion. He's the passionate guy.
I've just gone in and turned him into a super administrator.
Long may reign.
His grace divine.
His passion was something to truly behold. You could study the passion of Tripp. The passion of the Trip.
Well, I'd watch that movie.
But his providence came at a price.
Shame on you, Oscar Santana, for letting some guy try to extort you into slamming my personal close friend, Tripp Affleck, who's all he's trying to do
a veteran.
Is get the name.
Name names.
Get the name.
The passion of Tripp Affleck. Only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Buy the bonus, feel the passion.
You know, that might be awesome. My favorite that Mark's ever done. I think that's fantastic.
Way to
fantastic.
Go, Twitch.
Well done.
Nice. And Twitch, I love that picture of you on the jet ski.
Yes.
Enjoying the summer with your daughters. Kids, fantastic. Yeah. So you guys know I love Sunday. I love how they send you what your lawn needs. You hook it up to your garden hose, and you do a whole day's worth of yard work in 15 minutes. Easy peasy. And now Sunday is making it easy to control pests. Because the only thing worse than pests in your yard is poison and harsh chemicals. Sunday is made with better-for-the-planet ingredients like cedar oil, chrysanthemum extract, lemongrass, and canola oil. So you can manage pests better and feel better about it. Just like before, just type in your address at getsunday.com/TMOS, and they will figure out what pests are active in your area. Ants, mosquitoes, ticks. Cockroaches. They can handle it all, both inside and outside your home. Sunday sends you exactly what you need right to your door with step-by-step instructions so you can't mess it up. Try Nixtix and Adios, or my favorite, Mosquito Delito.
Yeah.
Fantastic products. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of controlling pests in your home and yard this summer. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $10 off your smart pest plan at checkout. That's $10 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS to stop pests.
Pests!
All right, let's see who's in the dumpster. All right.
Open it up.
To do that. All right, there it is.
My name is Rhoda Morvister.
Oh, Rhoda.
Valerie Harper.
The sweetest, right? We lost her in 2019 at age 80.
So yeah, we had the pleasure of having her on the show. Wonderful lady.
Best smelling guest we've ever had.
Yes,
absolutely.
Lovely woman.
Her and Al Franken. So, would you think this is a criminal? This lady was trending on TikTok yesterday because a crew showed up and started doing yard renovation in her backyard, but she didn't order it.
Ooh.
And she didn't stop them. Because she wanted her yard to look better.
Ooh.
And she posted a series of TikTok videos of them doing these renovations. And people said, you're stealing from the company.
Well, they're at the wrong house, but I'm not going to stop them because I would love to have free concrete or a deck, whatever they're building.
She's an ass.
Yeah,
she's
right?
She's an ass.
Absolutely.
No, it's larceny. It's if she's there and she's watching it, any court would
stand up. And she's on TikTok.
Up.
Yeah, she's not exactly keeping it a secret.
What a big dummy.
Yeah.
They want to have. Yeah, she's an idiot.
You want to have it? Is... Go back to work.
Go back to your corner.
All the years of having people try to cheat on contests on the radio, though, it's always the dummies that try to cheat.
Well, they think they can. They think they can put it over. That's why.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Yeah, and I think I'll go on TikTok and do a day.
And I went out on the porch, and she was making out with my neighbor. And I'll give you their phone number if you doubt me.
Don't you think this is something that probably set up? There's somebody's got to, like, I guess I smell a rat. There's no way you're going to do all of that.
Right.
Well, it's the viral video that I watched this morning that has the guy sticking his foot on the armrest and a guy pours water on it. And, you know, I said, oh, that's interesting. This will be an interesting thing to watch. And then you watch it and the guy's wiggling his toes when he puts the... So I said, you're an idiot. You're stupid. You're not clever. And you just did a fake viral video. It's so obvious. But by the way, what have we said? 80% of America's funniest home videos are completely manufactured.
I vacillate between either going to watch these videos that are in my feed that I'm like, this has to be fake, but I'll watch them.
Right.
Or
right.
watching the girls that are doing all the TikTok dances and saying, well... at least with this, they put some effort into
this.
Well,
the TikTok dancing is real.
It is.
Oscar, I got one for you. Yes. You may not have done. This is my dive on YouTube that I watch occasionally. It's the, I don't know what it's called, but it's a canal that goes out to the ocean in Miami.
Yes.
And they have a.
It's the Intercoastal Waterway.
It's I don't know if it's the
Intercoastal
with
Waterway.
All the yachts.
It's something pass. It's Cutthroat Pass or something. I should
with
look
all,
it
with
up.
All the
if
yachts.
If I went to YouTube, right now, I'll be able to see it. Okay. It'll be on the top of my YouTube feed.
I watch the yacht videos.
I listen to Yacht Rock.
Well, I like seeing how. Well, there's a bunch of yacht fails. If you really
yeah, want, brutal yacht crash compilation. Yeah, I'll see that's those. Fun to watch. Yeah. You know,
I don't root against the people that own yachts. It's just if you can afford to buy one, hire someone to actually drive them.
Yeah, you don't want Al Chervik to pull into the Flying Wasp.
Who's that guy? Oh, no, I don't know that guy.
It's just the people going through
the pass
in various stages. Gosh, some of them are attractive. Yeah, some of them are not attractive. And they go through, and then on rough days, they have some really, that's what I watch. I'm
send that nice. Over. Like to take
I don't
a gander.
Know the name of
is
it.
That a, is
just
that a,
take a link and then send it on over through via email.
Is that like a deep in the
Hall
evening
over
type
pass.
Watch?
Hall
over,
over
pass.
Hall over
pass.
Hall
over
that's
pass.
What it's called. Hall over pass. Thank you very
is
much.
Is that something you watch deep in the evening, like when you used to watch your like Faces of Death videos?
No. You know what's interesting, Rob, is when I go and I look on my YouTube, it now brings it right up there. I've got top 20 knockouts in the UFC.
Yeah, YouTube gets to know you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Dana Carvey impersonates Joe Biden and Barack Obama. I've got Haul Over Pass again, a lot of yachting videos.
So that you're hot on those right now. No Carson in your top? I'm surprised.
Here's a weird one. US versus German pliers. How did that get?
Well then.
Wow.
Well then.
Fun.
You know what I have at the top of mind all the time is the one Buddy Hackett joke on the Tonight Show. The one about getting kicked. That has been in the top of my feed. I don't know, but I love it. Okay. So this will make you feel young.
Yes.
This week marks the 32nd anniversary of Seinfeld.
Oh,
32 years. And that show seems to me still like a fairly new show. So what this guy did, this was trending on YouTube yesterday, he took number one songs from the years that Seinfeld was on TV and mashed those number one songs with the Seinfeld theme. Huh? Because the Seinfeld, this is really ridiculous. Seinfeld released a soundtrack of the bass guitar music.
Yes.
So that's like, you can buy that now. But check it out. These are some pretty good mashups here.
That's a win.
That's a win, right?
Yeah, I like that.
I like
guy.
That one.
Oh, are you free?
Yes, I'm free.
It's driving me out of my mind.
Bell Bib DeVoe?
Poison, yeah.
Oh, winner.
Great record.
Winner.
Both of them are good. And it took a little work to do this.
That girl is poison.
Nice. Forcing it there.
But wait, because they put the actual Seinfeld on what was it? I was a sucker for it. That's I don't know funny. What it says.
Like, I think it worked. Yeah, I think it actually was fun. I mean, when they do a really good job on those, they're hard to do.
Yeah.
There's so many of them that are hack. When they do one that approaches decency, I'm all in.
Quick joke last night. Jimmy Kimmel did not host the Kimmel Show. They did the Kimmel Show live to set up the NBA playoffs. And Anthony Anderson from Black-ish was the host. And he got this joke off. I like this joke. I just honorable mention for me on this guy.
Game one of the NBA Finals between the Suns and the Bucks. Milwaukee versus Phoenix. It's the battle of cheap connecting flights.
Now, I want to close with this one. It's a typical YouTube cutting down a tree video. And the reason that it is so special to me is the way the wife handles it, because she's videotaping the husband. And the tree, I think he wanted the tree to fall to the left. It did not fall to the left. Hmm. It fell to the right on his house.
Oh, watch out. Here it goes. And it's going the wrong way. Oh my gosh. Well, that was not good at all.
She is one half of a passionless marriage. Exactly 50%. That's your digital dumpster. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Wow. That is not good at all.
Nah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You ever watch Street Beefs?
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen
sure.
That.
Street Beefs. I swear to God, it's like a window into my horrible dark soul.
Mike, really? You should actually watch the old SCTV sketch, Johnny LaRue's Street Beef, which has John Candy out on the street. It's great. Yes.
Very exciting. I will do that. Oh, my God. I stopped looking at that, Mike. You have to end the show. That's it. We want to thank Sean Greenwood.
Yay, Sean.
From Ben & Jerry's. Check out all the brand new, beautiful Ben & Jerry's flavors in your grocer's dairy section. It is absolutely wonderful stuff. You know that. I don't have to tell you. Sean is a good friend of the show, and we love you, Sean Greenwood. You come back anytime you want to promote anything. And Winslow, my dog, loved your puppy ice cream as well. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm alive and kicking.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.